Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 25 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 24 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 23 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 21 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 18 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 17 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 16 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 15 degrees.
This is Kilo 8, Italy, Charlie Bravo, monitoring.
Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 17 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 18 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 21 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 23 degrees.
WAAW, testing. KB8RVP. KB8RVP. Hang on a second. WAAW, I'm trying to help a guy, help a mobile here. Hang on. K8OHV, mobile. Find the frequency here. K-E-8-O-H-Z, mobile. W-A-A-W-Q-U. K-B-8-R-V-P, W-A-A-W-Q-U, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Mike here, just heard you throw your call up. Thought I'd say hello, I hadn't talked to you in a while. K-B-8-R-V-P.
It's been so long, but I forgot your name, Mike. Thanks for passing that along. Name's Terry here, in case you didn't mention it. Hang on, I gotta catch the other guy. KB8RVP. Copy, Mike. WAAWKU.
Yeah, how's it going, Terry? Switching frequencies back and forth.
I got a mobile that was, kind of curious about testing some things, and I thought I'd invite him to use his mobile. He was doing real good into the 726 with a HCO, apparently a newer Bofang with a newer rubber ducky, and he was having, you know, he was really proud of it, how well it was working, and it was really getting into the 26 really well. I thought I'd see if he could get into the 7-8, because he was wondering if it was linked. And but he apparently may not have, when he downloaded the repeaters within 75 miles, might not have got the tone right.
Yeah, the 7-8 linked into Lapeer and the 3-8 Burton, Saginaw, Bay City, Lansing, so it's linked in, just depending on, if he was able to get into the 2-6, he could probably get into the 3-8 to get into it, really.
I can't keep up with him, Mike. I kind of forgot about the 3-8. That would have been a better idea. I'm going to have to drag my feet here and see if maybe Ed does stumble across the 2-6 or the 3-8.
Did you get any of the snow and ice and stuff that we got here in Fenton yesterday? It looked like the cutoff was right around I-69, so I don't know if you got it or not.
No, I didn't get any of that. Gosh, I'm glad we were on the north side of the cutoff. I just, yesterday, I haven't shoveled at all, other than the path out to the mailbox. I haven't shoveled at all or used a snowblower yet this year. And we had that snow, and then we had ice on top of that, and we had snow, and I think we had ice on top of that. Yesterday I was kind of glad that I had an opportunity. The sunshine was out, and I used my my spud. I think it's called a spud. That thing that I can use to get between the cement and the covering, and just pop it up, and keep popping it up, and then use a shovel to get it out of the way. And that was kind of satisfying. It took a while to get it done, but it all popped up.
Oh, good. Yeah, I probably shoveled 6 times this year. I went out a couple of times in the morning before work, like 6 o'clock in the morning. I started at 7. Haven't had to use the big two-stage snowblower. I've used the little single-stage snowblower a couple times. just plugs in. I've got a 100-foot extension cord. And that does a pretty good job if you just have 4 or 5 inches of fluffy stuff. Yeah, it was pouring down rain yesterday here, and then all of a sudden the temperature started to drop. It turned into big, huge flakes for about an hour. Got a little over an inch of really heavy wet snow. I went out and shoveled that yesterday after dinner. But yeah, we've had snow, but I didn't think you did. I got a guy I talk to every morning on this one. He lives up in Auburn, right next to Midland on US 10 up there. He hasn't had a lot of snow, but there was a couple mornings where it was icy in the morning on his way to work. This past Wednesday wasn't the best. Got like a freezing rain overnight, and then Wednesday on his way into work, it was trash day, and trash cans were scattered all over. We had high winds Tuesday night and the winds in the morning. It was the same thing here. I went out, opened up the curtains in the morning before work, and looked out, and was like, oh no, all the trash cans are flipped over. Debris was scattered all over. I went out and picked up what I could and picked up mine and a few neighbors' trash cans. But you never know what you're going to get here in Michigan. KB8RDP.
Yeah, I get kind of used to the hang time on the 2-6. Hope I left enough time in case there's somebody else, another mobile in there or something. Yeah, Roger on the wind. Wow. Yeah, I can't remember the numbers now. Gosh, you know, I can't remember the numbers at all anymore. But I think it was in the 30s, 30 miles per hour. Not sure. But anyway, anytime I get too much of a wind, I always think in terms of once that it wasn't. Wasn't too bad, but the wind did take down some trees and took down some power lines in the area here, so I was without power for about 2 or 3 hours, no big deal. But made me think that I ought to top off my batteries, so that's what I do usually when I hear about a weather alert and talking about high winds. I usually plug things in, top the batteries off, and even if I don't get to the topping off the HD batteries, I got this little emergency thing that is pretty handy. UAAWQ in the 25.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, if I hear there's an ice storm coming or possibility of power outages, I usually fill up my 5-gallon gas can I use for the generator. And if I leave it in the garage for a month and I don't use it, then I dump it in the car and start over again. I don't usually put it in the generator unless I need it. Summertime, I'll put some gas in it just to run it. Let it run for a little bit. Put a couple lights or a battery charger or something up to it so it's got a little bit of a load on it. Nice to have, but also nice not to have to use it. Our son and daughter-in-law, they've got a whole house generator, natural gas. 15 kW, I think it is, and that's really nice. It comes on every Saturday for 15 minutes and runs, and it's ready to go. You don't have to worry about gas getting stale in it or anything. They bought it at Menards. They were getting rid of Generac. They weren't going to sell them anymore, and they got it for half price, so that was quite a deal.
Thought maybe someone's going to break in there. Thought I heard something, but maybe I didn't. Well, Mike, I got some things going in the kitchen here. I spend all my time on 40 meters JSA. And I'm kind of used to starting something in the kitchen and then coming in here and then doing something on the keyboard and then you know, sending a message or getting a message on JS8 and then going back out to the kitchen. And then I can travel back and forth, but, you know, on CW you certainly can't do that because you gotta pay attention to the CW and both sending and receiving, so it's kind of intensive. But that's one reason I like the JSA, because you can type ahead. I love that type ahead feature. Plus, I love the messages for playing chess with messages and even Battleship with messages. So I'll listen to your final for me, and maybe you can pick up the mobile. catch you later, Mike. Appreciate the conversation. Good to hear your voice. Thanks for reminding me of your name, too. It's been so long, man. KB8RVP, WAAWQU.
73 Terry, have a good day. We had a breaking station in there. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? I haven't heard from you in forever. KC8DUP. I just happened to bump the dial on the radio and knocked it off where I normally am.
Hey, nice to hear you out there. I haven't talked to you on the radio in years. In years. Nice to hear you out there. Yep, just heard Terry throw to knock your radio off the channel and see what else is going on other frequencies. Just telling Terry here in Fenton, we got some snow yesterday, had some cleanup, had some nasty roads, but it doesn't sound like he got it up there in Clio Montrose area. You're not, he's still in Flint.
Yeah. We didn't get much of anything at all out in Owosso. And then when I got into Flint Township, I didn't get anything either. So, just sustained winds off and on, about 30 miles an hour or so. Still doing scanners and stuff, eh?
Oh, yeah. That's how I hear most of the people on the radio is on the scanner. I'll have the scanner going and I can listen to the fire and the EMS and amateur radio, and a lot of people are doing EMR digital on 440, Fred's repeater system. And I can listen to that on the scanner. Now, I set my scanner in. It's a GRE scanner, and Whistler bought GRE, and they had a deal for, I think it was $50, you send your GRE scanner in, and they converted it to a Whistler scanner, and they added DMR and some other things you could add to it. So, yep. Been listening since high school. KB8RD.
Hey, gosh, I think the last time I remember talking to you was about 2008, somewhere there.
Yeah, it's been a long time. It's been a long time since I've worked the CRIM or fire coordination or any of that stuff we used to all do.
I don't think any of that stuff exists anymore. I don't know about the CRIM, but I haven't heard much about anything. Of course, I mostly stick around on the 2-6. It's got good reach for me. I don't even know what repeater I'm on right now. It just says I'm on mode 13. So, I don't know if you're contacted. I've got to send you a Facebook messenger communication. I don't know if I still got your contact yet, but I was going to ask you something about scanner related stuff.
Yeah, you did. You sent me a question about an XPS 5000 making a scanner out of it. I've been having a rough time here starting out at the beginning of the year. I ended up getting a kidney stone going into McLaren ER and then getting admitted for 3 days. Had to have surgery to remove the kidney stone. And been on the mend from that. That was quite an ordeal. I've had kidney stones before. I've had 3 or 4 that I've passed. But this one, they said you can pass up to about a 5 millimeter, and this one was 9 millimeters. Got those. So, I had to go in with a laser and break it up. And so, yeah, I've been, I did see your message. You can do it, but you got to have the right software, and I don't know if you're just listening to fire and EMS, can't listen to police anymore, it's all encrypted. So, there's that whole thing.
Oh my goodness, that's an ordeal. Yeah, I've had a few hospitalizations in the last, since we last talked. Had a heart attack and a stroke. Yeah, it wasn't good. Gosh. I don't know about passing something that big. I'm all right. Glad they got you on the mend. Yeah, I have all the software and all the stuff. I created a unit, but I wanted to listen to some of the MDOT Road Commission and other stuff that's up there. And catch on to some of the other stuff that's listenable. Because I have these things. I've got an abundance of 800 radios.
Yep. You can do anything if you've got the right stuff. You got the right software, you got the right firmware and the radio and all that good stuff. And having to know what the frequencies are and if they're analog, digital, encrypted, depending on what XDS 5000 you have, that makes a big difference too. They're in all different modes. Yeah, it's, like I say, a lot of firsts. First time I've ever been admitted to a hospital, first time I've ever had surgery. Not bad for being 57 years old. They were all pretty impressed up there at the hospital because I don't take any medications. I don't have any conditions, any pre-existing conditions or anything. So they said, we don't see very many people like you. They said, of course, all we ever see is sick people, so I guess that makes sense. KBRV people. And yeah, we got snow. It was like started around just north of Fenton and it went all the way down, I think, to the Ohio border. Everybody got snow. But everything north looks like snow still.
Well, I can, I'll deal with cold. I just don't want the accumulative stuff or wet. That's a big pain. Speaking of old times, Uncle Mike, is he still up out and about?
Yep, he's still around. He gets on this one on occasion, and Harvey's still around, K8RVN, Mike, K8MCG. They get together on Saturdays. Usually get to go to the restaurant, get something to eat or whatever. And this is about the time of day he'd be heading over there. They usually get together in the fall and stuff to watch football on the weekends, but I don't know what they'd be watching this time of year. Kind of in between. The only thing on maybe is basketball. NASCAR's coming up here next month. Do you watch NASCAR at all?
No. I really don't watch TV at all. I watch Star Trek Enterprise a little bit. Stream it. And I was watching Landman for a little bit. But I usually am working, and then I get back home and I go to bed. I'm not up terribly long. I think I was in bed by 8 o'clock yesterday, maybe. I'll be staying up late tonight. It's onion kickoff. Our onion harvest is coming in from Mother's Day. So, a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah, we watched Landman the first two seasons. That was quite an interesting show. I like that one. Well, NASCAR's always been on TV, and for the first time ever this year, it's going to be on TV as well as being streamed. It's going to be on, I think, HBO Max for part of it. It's going to be on Amazon Prime for part of it. It's going to be on Fox TV for a couple races. So, yeah, it's going to be all over the place. If you want to watch it, you got to know which way to watch it each week. And my question is, I've always recorded it on the DVR, and then I don't have time to sit and watch a five-hour race, but I'll record it, and I'll watch it in an hour. Speed through, catch some of the crashes, see who's in the lead, speed through, oh, there's another crash. Watch the last 10 laps, and I'm done. But now with the streaming, I don't know if I'm going to be able to play it back and fast forward, or you got to sit there and watch the whole thing. But yeah, it's going to be a big change. So what is the onion harvest?
Well, we sell our onions through the Shriners. And we do our party tonight. And when our onions come in from Vidalia, Georgia, we our clubs and units, split them up and sell them all over the place. I'm going to have to drop off the radio here in a minute. I'm just getting a truck up here into place where I got to be.
I hear a diesel engine running there. Tow truck or big truck, or what are you driving?
I'm driving my little 7-yard. Getting ready to move some diesel fuel. And I got a load of stuff to move for somebody. Yeah, I haven't towed in a while. I'll have to catch up on that a little bit. I got to go in and get organized. But it was great hearing you. I think about you guys down there quite a bit. I just probably should write down a cheat sheet what I have in this old radio. So, all right, well, I'm going to give you the 73, and I hope you're doing well. Hope everything's going well in the family, and I'll catch up with you another time. This is KC8DUP.
All right, Travis, take care. Nice hearing you out there. You might be on the 3-8. They've got the 3-8 and the 7-8. Lapeer, Bay City, Saginaw, there's a repeater, and then Lansing and Fenton, they're all linked together. Talk to you later. KD at RVP, I'll be quick.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, mostly cloudy, 22 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, mostly cloudy, 22 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, mostly cloudy, 23 degrees.
Monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 20 degrees.
KESCB monitoring East Dallas. KS8CPP monitoring.
Good evening. 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 20 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 20 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 20 degrees.
Kilo 8, Italy Charlie Bravo, monitoring the Lapeer repeater.
Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 20 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 20 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 20 degrees.